Welcome, everyone. My name is Scott Kirshner. I'm the village pastor here at Holden. And we're going to be using the red hymnals. So if you didn't get one, they're available by each of the entrances. And our homilist tonight is Jerry Aker. And our service will begin with hymn number 641. Please stand as you are able.
Just two verses from the book of Hebrews, the 13th chapter. Let mutual love continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing that, some have entertained angels without knowing it. Pray with me, please. O Spirit of Jesus, Thank you for inviting us to follow you. Thank you for bringing us to this place of welcome and hospitality. Thank you for finally bringing us home. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to talk about hospitality. As you know, it's a core value of Holden Village. The first words we heard when we got on the bus were, "Welcome to Holden." The first words when we got up to the village were, "Welcome to Holden." The first words when we got to Vespers that night were, "Welcome to Vespers." And then we were called by name and welcomed by name. Kind of daunting for us introverts, but... So welcome, welcome, welcome. And then a few weeks ago, the words bienvenidos, bienvenidos, the word in Spanish was echoing through the village. And for those of you from the old country, what we're talking about is velkommen hjem, the old country of Minnesota. So when we hear of an organization, a church, or an institution identify itself by having core values or a mission statement, we want to hold them accountable. And we want to see, is this really true, that Holden is an hospitable place? I looked on the list of core values. There's lots of them. I can't remember them by heart. But those that really stick with me are worship and hospitality. And yes, this is a hospitable place. A few years ago, when I was spending a few days in a Benedictine monastery in Guatemala, I entered the door and I saw on the wall these words: "A todos los huéspedes que se presentan, se les recibirá a como Cristo." To all guests who present themselves, receive them as if they are Christ. Rule of St. Benedict. And I think in a real way, perhaps the rule of St. Benedict informs, that ancient rule informs the hospitality and the rule of Holden Village. I want to tell you a story, because we're into storytelling this week, of our first encounter in Latin America, going to Latin America many years ago. As a family, we're on our way to Peru, and we stopped for 5 months in Cuernavaca, Mexico, to study Spanish. And we had pleasant accommodations and a comfortable house for the first 4 months in a compound where there were two houses, large houses, and one of which we occupied. And the other was a small casita, a small house, where Jose and Maria and their six children lived. Jose and Maria were the caretakers of that property for a rich land or property owner in Mexico City, who we never had met, but we had a contract to rent their house. We felt close to that family, even though our Spanish was really rudimentary in those first days and weeks. And they watched our children, our toddlers, as we went off to study Spanish every day. They played with their children, and Tomasa, their oldest, took care of them under the watchful eye of Jose and Maria. We never met that family that owned the house, but a few days before Holy Week, they sent a message. They had decided that their whole family wanted to come to Cuernavaca for Holy Week. And would we vacate the place, please? Very difficult situation in Latin America to find a place at Holy Week at short notice. We were in a bind and we felt disappointed and upset, and we found that Jose and Maria and their family also felt the same way. They said they'd look for an alternative, and we did too, but we found none. But then one morning they all appeared at our doorstep, beaming faces, smiling. They had found a plan. They had made a plan. And we said, well, we were curious. And again, remember, our Spanish is not that great. They said, what is your plan? you can move into our house. Oh, no, we couldn't possibly do that. Oh, they said, don't worry, we'll whitewash the walls, we'll fumigate the house. Well, no, that's not the problem. We're not. How can we explain in our Spanish that we didn't mean that we were worried about their cleanliness? But we tried to communicate with them that that would be very difficult for us to do. And they said, well, then we said, where would you go? That's when they told us their solution. They said, over that wall, there's a kind of a pen and a shelter. Used to be used for raising pigs, but there's no pigs there now. So we'll move into that house, that shelter, for the week, and you can have our house. Well, that was perhaps the most generous offer of hospitality that we have ever received, and I'll never forget it. I've wondered over the years if we were hospitable in turning it down and how we could explain to them. In a way, as I look back on it, the rich had wanted to turn us out, but the poor had invited us in and offered hospitality. Very generous hospitality of the heart. The Benedictines have a simple and direct question ready for every sojourner that comes, every visitor. After they have assured the visitor of caring, welcome, and the peace of Christ, they ask, why have you come? What do you seek? And we hear that question a lot here at Holden too. You know, a lot of greetings are in the form of questions. When we used to wander around and greet our neighbors in a little village we lived in Vietnam in the 60s, the question there, the greeting is, Om Ba Di Dao, which means, where are you going? In Spanish we say, ¿Cómo le va? How is it going? How is it for you? How is it going? And Jesus had a question for some men that were following him one day and curious about him. And they were looking at and wanting to know a little bit about this Jesus. And he turned to them and he said, what are you looking for? And I've always been curious about that, curious response. They said, we were wondering where you're staying. And he said, come and see. Come and see. An hospitable response. And they stayed with him that whole day. And supposedly that night they had their lodging there, because the next day Jesus asked them and gave them an invitation. He said, follow me. And they did. Hospitality, in the words of Marjorie Thompson, a Presbyterian author, she says, hospitality is essentially an expression of love. It is the act of sharing who we are as well as what we have. Thus, hospitality of the heart lies beneath every hospitable act. It's always good to be welcomed. Being welcomed requires generosity. I think generosity and hospitality are twin sisters. It requires a generosity on the part of the welcomer, but also of the welcomed. As we give of ourselves and take time to listen, if we are to see Christ in the other. Amen. Thank you.
Blessed be God.